Last week I went to visit the Marathon County Jail, and they have a chaplain, and he finds out if they're Catholics and if they want to see a priest, and this young man wanted to go to confession. Some of the most edifying things I've ever seen are in a context like that. When your back is against the wall and you realize you've done some terrible things, and you can see now that you can't change the past, but you start to hope that there's someone who can take away your sins, who can forgive and make your life again more meaningful, can redeem it and draw you out of the brokenness of your past. It was Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. He went to a penitentiary. It was on Good Friday, and he said that after communion, one of the inmates stood up and sang the old spiritual, "Were You There?" And he sang it so hauntingly beautiful, so sincerely, that a lot of the guys were kind of nodding their heads. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross, when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there? Some guys even were shedding tears, hoping that God had been there when they had done the terrible things that they could never undo. The recognition that God so loved the world that he came here, died for us, and in a way already has set us free. For these guys, it was real. It wasn't something on the surface. There wasn't any being a passive bystander, but it was something that engaged their hearts. And we too, this week, more than ever, we want to participate. We want to experience and know his tender love and his powerful mercy, that his love is greater than evil. His light dispels darkness. Whatever our life has been, it's not over. And the past can be a preparation for a beautiful future. How do we get our hearts to engage? Because the tendency is we go to these services, Holy Week, year after year, and they can become rather monotonous or ordinary. We don't want that to happen, but if we're honest, it can afflict any one of us at any time. The Jewish people, when they celebrate the Passover, that's a Seder meal, you know, they have this little song called the Dayenu, and it's a word that means it would have been enough. And it's a song of gratitude. I just was taught about this, and it's really inspiring in its own way, that the Jews will say things like, "It would have been enough, Lord, if you just led us out of Egypt. It would have been enough if you had just given us the Torah. It would have been enough if you just gave us the gift of Shabbat, the Sabbath." In other words, God always outdoes himself in generosity. And you start to look at your own life, and it breaks your heart out of gratitude. It would have been enough just to have been born. It would have been enough to have a few memories from our childhood. It would have been enough to just have a couple of really good friends. I think in my own life, it would have been enough to have been a priest for one day. It would have been enough to come to Holy Name and serve for just a little while. And I have been here all these years. I think as a parish, it would have been enough if just a few people joined. But look at all these families and young people and new people who have given us hope and new life. It would have been enough to just dream about a school, but to actually open it is a sign of the goodness of God. So many times we forget that life is a tremendous gift. And no matter what our life has been, when God sent his Son who gave his life, he gave us everything that he had. And we have every right, a duty, to thank him on a regular basis for all of it. A grateful heart is the one that is very receptive. It opens ourselves to this great mystery of what God does in the darkness. When I was still serving in Marshfield and Spencer, the bishop called on a Saturday one spring, about this time of the year, and he told me I was going to be reassigned. Couldn't tell anybody. This was Saturday morning. I got out to Christ the King in Spencer. And that changes your heart, you know, when you think that this might be the last time I get to do these things with these people. Now, on Monday, he called me back and said, "Forget it, just stay where you are." But the idea is that if we thought that these things, we don't get to do this every time with everyone that's here. Every year it's a little different. Some move, some come and they're new, and others pass away. I hope that we take advantage of this Holy Week, that the Triduum, which is one liturgy, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, people that participate in that, it forges bonds of communion. It brings a community, a parish, a whole world together in a way that only God could do. I hope that we'll feel invited, feel that we want to be a part of it if our schedule allows. Because if we do, we experience something that's a foretaste of heaven, the good things that God has for us this week, the good things he wants to give us this time. If we are able to celebrate, to suffer, to endure these things, to embrace these things, to do this together, well, then we get to the song, "Were You There?" We could say, yeah, in a way we were. And more than just to say it would have been enough, someday we'll say, "Lord, it was enough."